Preventing Pisrei Tshuva. Today, we're just going to finish up before starting the new Inyanim. We already gave the preview, end of yesterday's Shir, quite a remarkable phenomenon, which apparently repeated more than once in the history of our people. Individuals try to pull a fast one, and later claim that the earlier Chalitza was invalid, because they were left-footed. To go back to the case we started at the end of the Shiesta here in the Pisrei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Samach Tes of Kot Nechav Dalet. The first case is a Noda B'Yehuda, a fellow, it looked like he was ambidextrous, but both feet were, and they did it the right foot. And after his former sister-in-law, after the Chalitza became engaged, he now said, the Chalitza was no good because I'm really a lefty. And why did I withhold this information? I know, based on the Gemara, that there's supposed to be a split in the assets between the Yavam and the Yavama. I'm not going into the accuracy of that, but that's what he assumed. And the Yavama said that the person who died, the brother, left nothing. And he knew that was a bluff. So what did he do? Went to a fake Chalitza. Knew she would get engaged. And when she would get engaged, it would say what kind of dowry she brought into the marriage. $10 million dowry. Not bad for a woman who's penniless. All right? This way, you'd be able to get half, you could make $5 million. Okay? This is what his plan was. Says another Behuda, Eino de Mesa Matzma Russia. Why Russia? He had it all planned out. What if you die? No one knows how long he's going to live. Had he died in the interim, before she got engaged, not even gets engaged right away. Is a woman who's has some baggage. She's been married before. Right? It's hard enough to get engaged if you've never been married before. All right. So this woman is. Meanwhile, what happened if he would die and his plot would be unknown? It would be a thought that the chalitza was valid, but he wasn't valid. Right. And that would be bad for the other brothers. That's his opening line. That's a line which has nothing to do directly with the topic at hand. It's just fascinating. Let's now focus to the second part of this Pisrei Tshuva, on which relate directly to left-footed chalitz. Boss, let's take a look here. Every word now is going to be enlightening. Okay. Again, we're not going into the end of the Mesa Master Russia part. We're going to discuss later. Ine yesh kan od heter. Again, if those who are looking inside, shari afim namen lidivri acholes chazeh sha'om mishu iter, even if you believe that he's a left-footed, Ain kan sulvade bechalitzazu, because the smag and the smag hold that even afilu iter cholet be mitchel kol adam. Because they say, as we discussed yesterday, great, we saw the book of Yosef had four different opinions, right? Many said even a lefty is supposed to have chalitza with his right foot. No, so it's maybe it's good. Then he goes further. Vafilu apolskim the sfilu the cholet b'shtehen. That's how we pass can you do both. Not the pshat that they quote from Shlomo Egan. No, it's as the Talmidim thought, as the simple words of the Mukhi Yosef, it's a doubt. He even called to them 50-50 chance that maybe the Chalitza was in fact affected, even if he is a lefty. And therefore, it's a suffix psul. I gotta love this. He's going with the general rules of svek. Everybody knows what svek is, everybody saying? A double doubt. Suffix shema sheker be amino vinit the clout. Maybe he's not a lefty, he's just lying. Vim tim salova shu iter. Shema zlina basim in the alma. U svek amasabichu. Fine. So it's a good svek. Then he wants, you know what? Sholosh svekis. Whoa, sholosh svekis. What's the third suffix? Anybody know? The third suffix is, catch this now. Look what he says over here. Tafilu cholza bismol ain kan alocha brua shatiya psula. And it says they look back at Sivkot and Chav Beis. Rabbi say, since he in Chav Dalet, Pisket Shuba, so they look back in Chav Beis, that's all follow his instruction. Whoever has it in front of you, open up to Sivkot and Chav Beis. What does it say there? Beregel smol, he says, if you beregel smol, the Shulchan Aruch says, Rabosai, in regel smol is no good, right? It's no good. It's Sivcha Beis. Pisrachuba Sivcha Sivcha Beis says, again, not a Behuda. Av Shadin Poshit Beturva Shofanar Cholaposkin. Shibcholz of the small Chalitzos of Psula. Lo Pikpek was a Shimposek. Yeshi was a Mokamir. Kamoshka Safti Bechiburit Slach and Brochas Davchav. And he says, it's not so Poshit. Why? Look at the Gemara, both Evan up with the Gemara. You know, we're so used to this, we don't, we almost forget the fact that we're learning Gemara over here. Open to the Gemara, Kuf Dalet Amen Aleph. Kuf Dalet, it's our daf. Kuf Dalet Amen Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Yeah, the Mishnah, up in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bismol, Chalitzos of Psula, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lez, two different Gersos, Machshir. Okay? So it's a machlokes, Rabosai, in the Mishnah itself. Okay? So now the question, of course, becomes, when there's a machlokes in the how do you pass it? So the third wide line, Rabbi Yochanan says, Muchlefes Hashita. What do you mean Muchlefes Hashita? It's machlokes what that means. But according to someone, it means it's the other way around. That the Chachamim say it's kosher. Rabbi Levi says it's possible. Pasli HaKaloch Karabim. True, Rava says lo tepuch. What, Rav Yochanan is chopped liver? What, is that's not a sheet, but Rav Yochanan? Yochanan, the great Rav Yochanan. So therefore, the another beauty says, it's a suffix. Let's go a little further. In the Sivkot and Chavbeis. Rav Yochanan, yeah, according to some chat, what Mechlefes means. Okay? Ve'ilono achroa medivri ha-gemara, im alochi Rav Yochanan ke-Rava. Gam a Rambam lo hiskiu din zeh chalitz of cholzim b'smol chalitzos b'psula. Can you imagine that? This is never in the Rambam. Wow. Rak b'nechtach regel yamin. V'lo mitam sh'smol posel l'chalitza. Rak d'b'inon sh'b'chlal v'omar v'yomar. Avel amein rak lo chatucha ef sh'sh afil b'cholzim b'smol k'sher kon to the Rambam. Whoa. Amazing. So there were those who wanted to retire it, and the Chasam Sofer doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. But then there's another question, Rabbi Osai. At the very end of Chav Beis, Kedai Rabbi Loza Lismach Olam B'Shas Atchak. Whoa, Rabbi Osai, is a general principle in Halacha. It's a machlokes, we follow them, of course, the majority view. But perhaps we should say, Kedai Rabbi Ploni, of which the Tan is, Lismach Olam B'Shas Atchak. You have to look on the Shach and Yeradei Reshman Beis, what the general rules are about when it comes to these things. So maybe in such a difficult situation with somebody mistakenly is chalitza with the left foot as opposed to the right, a perfect 100% righty, then maybe even that is kosher in the pitch. Whoa. Let's now go back to Chav Dalet, where we left off, which is going to be elaborated upon a bit further. You think this, the only time this happened was a story in the Noda B'Yehuda? No. It's not the only time it happened, this kind of a case. It happened another time as well, at least. Oh. He says like this. So I'm just going a little bit further than Noda B'Yehuda. At the end of the day, he says, look, we're not going to believe him. Finished. He says, Afal Pishi Muteris, because I said there are three Sveikas. What are the three Sveikas? It's Chazer again. One is a lion. It's really a right footed. Number two, even if he's a left footed, still the wrong foot. Even a left footed person is supposed to be the Chalitza with the right foot. Smack on the smack. Number three, even if it's the wrong foot, let me call Rabbi Yochanan and it's kosher. It's three Sveikas. Despite that fact, Lo yamayer lahatir, v'yitzava l'shchenim shalacholot sheashgichu b'tseiso b'vo, b'yopin shalor yagash b'em klal, shenosin b'atam. Have some reconnaissance. Have people check him out as he walks. See, you know, when no one's looking, he doesn't know they're looking at him. Put we call it a security camera on him. And follow him around. Is he really right? Is he really lefty? Which foot does he start with first? Kibidu safek yutfas b'shikro. Presumably, he's going to end up being a righty. V'imbechozos yarem tomin leyashkviach oviatrish. And even if he's going to still make believe he's a lefty for the rest of his life,
will still be matter.
Ach l'chomer ha'inyan yishal gam kein od rav mefursam. If you imagine, the Rabbi Yehuda was the most famous rabbi of his time. Ask some famous rabbi. Who's more famous than Rabbi Yehuda? I think he was the most famous rabbi of his time. I'm not sure what year this was written, you know, later in his life, he was obviously more famous. Ask a famous rabbi. Okay. Now we go further. From both sides, the same thing happened again. In the story you say for Yeshua's Yaakov, which I have in front of me, right here. The Sefer, we're familiar with the Sefer. Look at this. Yeshua's Yaakov, you see it? One of the great Gedolim. The exact same story happened. Bidiyuk. Go to the same heter, and other Mason Atzma Rosh. Fine. Then he says, the same story. You rely on the fact that the post can say that the even if he's a lefty, he's using the right foot. Not much exact word for word, it's another Behuda. He's a famous rabbi. He's famous. I think he's a little bit after another Behuda, but he's still famous. Then Chassam Sofer. His Shver, Hagoyin Moreinu Rav Akiva Eges Atzal, asked this question. Okay, what happened? They test him a few times, this way, the other way. And then after the chalitza, he says, no, I'm a lefty, give me more money, give me cash. I'll do it with my left foot. He says, Meferish, they're not embarrassed. Mos, give me money. Lit chalitza, no, old mos. So the kiveger, no. 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 A whole bunch of reasons. Svek svek again. Maybe he's not a lefty. And then maybe the post can hold that a lefty uses his right. Hey, Rabbi Kivega is a pretty famous rabbi. Again, coming after the Nodab Yehuda. Oh. Then he throws in, aim the base about Russia. The same business again. But I'm not ready to be masking, says Rabbi Kivega, until my son-in-law, Rabbi Chassam Sofer, agree to me. Can you imagine that? Wait, until the son-in-law agrees, not masking. So Chassam Sofer writes back at Shuvah. Barichus. And he goes back and forth. Once he said he's a righty, you don't believe him. To say he's a lefty. Svek Svek. He's mefakpek a little bit on the Svek Svek story over here. Not going into all these details. But he has a new one now. This is a new idea which we haven't seen yet. Chazi litztarufi divri hagoyin moreno rav zalman emrich zal. Besifro shishit gizironi aruga. Rabosi, remember that name? He is the one that the Noda is from the Noda Behuda's Bezdin. He's the one who wanted to say that you should do chalitza while the foot is on the floor. You shouldn't pick it up. That's the same goyim. I never heard of his name before. I'm embarrassed. Now we heard him, twice in a week. He's the one who said against the rest of Klal Yisrael that you have to put the foot on the floor when she's pulling the shoe off. Against everybody. And the Noda Behuda was very opposed to his change in the minig. Look what else he said against the rest of the world. Look at this. Shekasa vechrechim gedolim. She'ein ita beregel kamuvan she'oka regel smol tchila. Loichpons non klal baha. That's what I was, what big deal? Shlomo, you put your left foot first. So what? Who cares about the, when you come to right hand, it makes such a big difference. What you write with, what you eat with, what you do things with. What can't do with your first, not first? If you were a field goal kicker, I understand that. You have to know it. Most of us have no aspirations of being field goal kickers or even soccer players. So my nafkamina, right, left foot. We don't kick the wall, I hope. Is that they said to kick the wall? So we don't do these things. So what's the difference if the foot, it's an irrelevancy? That's what the Zalman Emrich said. So what then is Iter? Look at this also. Like Iter, Lashon, Otem, Bekoach, Ever, Kehud, Iter, Yad, Shenechot, Shemino. Means it's covered up, it's not functioning so well. V'hachanami, in other words, when it comes to hand function, the hand has many functions which require strength, which require dexterity. That's the tumult about the many people, one of my sons included, who is a stronger right hand, but a more dexterous left hand. Many people we know like that. They write left-handed, but they play ball right-handed. That's a tremendous tumult in Hilchos Tefillin. What do you do? My son puts it on his right hand. Ramos says, because you follow the writing. And I had a big chiddush, which I was said in his bar mitzvah, that even if you don't go with that mahalach, you follow Rov Malachas. These days, Rov Malachas require dexterity, as opposed to in the days of the old brutes, where more Rov Malachas required strength. You're on the farm. Although, as they told me later, I wrote this years ago. Now it's not so posh, because now people are mostly typing on computers with two hands. So that took away a little bit from that strength of that argument. But anyway, I still think it's true. Okay, fine. So what do you mean when it comes to a foot? V'chanami nechlesh koach rel yamino ad shegorer regel hayamoni basar hasmali. Nebuch, he drags his right foot. He drags his right foot. Baruch Hashem, I've watched you walk many times, Shlomo. I never saw you drag any feet, Baruch Hashem. So according to Rav Zalman Emrich, you are left-handed, but you're not left-footed. Of course you're left-footed from a scientific perspective. But from a halakhic perspective, you're right-footed. You walk with both feet, Baruch Hashem, as a healthy young man. No. So that's exactly the point. Since feet don't do much besides from walking, as long as you're not dragging a foot, by definition, you're a right footer like everybody else. Now, the default position is right. That's what you assume. The default position. To go against the default position has to be very powerful. So when it comes to hands, since you're right left-handed, and you take your fork left-handed, and you do whatever else left-handed, and you probably throw a baseball left-handed, whatever you do, that everything's left-handed. So you're lefty. Because all these things that most people do with their right, do with your left. When it comes to feet, the mechira of the feet, most people do nothing with their feet. Except they walk. Right? So the fact you put your right foot, left foot first, who cares if it was Zalman Emrich? Only if you have trouble walking with the left foot or the right foot, you drag it, then it makes a difference. Of course, if you drag your left foot, you're a righty like everybody else is righty. If you drag your right foot, then and only then you would consider to be a lefty. There's a chiddush nifla of Zalman Emrich. Now watch this. Three words. Around the world, this is a shot heard around the world. It says a Chassam Sofer. We never heard of Zalman Emrich. Is there anyone in this world who never heard of the Chassam Sofer before this week? It was the most famous of all the posts. Three words. Vahanire Shekivein Ha'emes. Wow. He thinks that in truth, Rabbi Zalman Emrich is correct. You think he passed him this way? Chas v'sholom. Vimki chalil alas os maisach. Chas v'sholom. To rely on Rabbi Zalman Emrich l'maisach, even though he thinks he's telling the truth, because we follow the tradition of many generations. Aval koponim. Chazed it's the roof of the Svexveka. To after the Kol HaPoskim Sviro Luachi. You know, the Rishonim. You know, don't spell out what Nitar is. Right? Rashi's against, right? Rashi says, which way? See, Rashi, the problem of Zalman Emrich is against Rashi. Pshut. The Ein Kan Benidon Dida Nitar Klal. This is the Chiddush Nifla, Rabosai, of the Chassam Sofer. Wow. He's been Sarif the Svara of Rav Zalman Emrich. Now, we go further, skipping a lot till the very end. Ayin shuvas chut ashani nishal gam ken al ma'isak yosef. Exactly the same thing happened again. It's happened more than once. These shtick pullers who are trying to make money by doing a fake chalitza. Today, they're much more blunt. I'm not going to do chalitza if people give me cash. I had a relative, a distant relative, who was held in Aguna for years and years and years and years. Finally, sorry to say it in a bad way. Her husband finally died. So she was free from the shackles of Aguna. No! He had a brother. And the brother wouldn't do chalitza. Cash. So, you know, they don't do fake chalitza. So they're much more blunt. Anyway, so it happens even in our time. Mamish, in our time. Rak shabuv de didei lo haya shayach lefalpalim lamina vazeh ki nizka sham sha'acha kain nizbarer bebiru gomor shehu iter. Until now we didn't believe him. No, we took him to the doctor did tests, and they put weights on both feet. I don't know how you test these things. But he was clearly a left-footed person. No faking. He obviously duped us, for sure. V'hacholot nizkaivin lahat osom v'livsu lachalitza. Why? What was his thing? Kidei shiyehe avia yevama tzayis din imo. Some kind of dintar about money. And his sister-in-law's father didn't want to go to a dintar. So if he'll pull a shtick, he'll do a fake chalitza, and then he'll be forced to come on his hands and knees to a dintar on some other monetary matter, etc., etc. Again, shtick. Ach nistapek asho. Because there are poskim who hold that way. We have two poskim. Who are they? We have the smag and the smak, and we have Rav Zalman Emrich. Let's not forget him. I mean, the Chassam Sofer is, you know, it's true we no longer have the end of the Mesa Matzvah Russia, that we don't have, because here it's clear telling the truth. But we have the other Svekas of Rav Zalman Emrich, end of the Smag and the Smag. And we, let's not forget, you have the Noda Behuda, that maybe even if it's the wrong foot, it's kosher. Right? But the Rav Yochanan against Rava. So you still have a lot of Svekas. That's number one. Number two, Im Zendikim B'di'evet Olam. B'di'evet, as we say, B'di'evet we can rely. Why is it B'di'evet? Means B'di'avat, after the fact. Why is it after the fact? Do another Chalitza. I want a concession. He wants to go to Bezdin. No. So give him his concession. Why is it not considered B'di'avat? Achrei shechalutza adayin lo niseis. Had she married somebody else and now you want to say his marriage is illicit. That's B'di'evet. That's really B'di'evet. She's not married, so it's not B'di Evet. So he explains, Rabbi Osai, that most possible were against the smack and the smack. Who's going to rely on the smack and the smack against the majority view, he claims. Rely on the smack and the smack. Zaino, Choda, Lo Nikwe Shasatchak. Elik she'ein takana ledavar, called the radach. Here, she didn't get married yet. The other wants to do a second chalitza, because he wants concessions. Not such a big shas atrak, number one. Number two, the radach says, when do we apply the principle? Kedai ulisma b'shas atrak? By the rabbonans. The rabbonans, we say, kedai ulisma b'shas atrak. Here's a shava doraisa. Doraisa. And finally, this is another negative, which he brings up, which others didn't. V'kosh kein benino nidan, techazina deniskam en lifsol ha-chalitza, k'dei she'itzayiz din. Toshalu lo b'shas chalitza, and we eat their v'heshev lo, and he tried to fool them. V'avikin niskam nahi, v'lo niskam en hu, techalitza pisulahi. Oh no, another problem. Aside from the fact that it's the wrong foot, he had kavana shalom lahatir. He was doing it as a stunt. This we didn't see before, the other chuvas who worried about this. Wow. So therefore, Rabbi, we conclude this Pesach Chuvah Chavdala. This is, you gotta admit, it's quite a remarkable Pesach Chuvah. So many beautiful, it's sad, but beautiful svaras back and forth in the sad situations of these people who fooled the best and did a chalitza with the wrong foot. Okay. I have to correct what I told you about the chalitza we had here in Erev Rosh Hashanah right next door. I asked the people, no, I was mistaken. It wasn't the question whether he was left-footed or not. No, he was certainly right-footed. The question was whether she was left-handed or not. That's a much smaller question, which is, she can use her teeth. I just don't know, chatchila b'yalma, so I said it wrong before. I was corrected by two aiden who were there. No, yeah, I forgot. No, I'm bad with details of stories, and I made a mistake. Yes, sir.
Analogically,
yeah.
A Svek Sveka, a triple suffix makes more than a double suffix.
Yeah. Because there's some posts saying you don't follow Svek Sveka against Cheskes Isser, but some say it's triple, you would. I'm not going to go into all the klolim of Svek Sveka right now. That's another shiur for an hour, at least. But that may make a difference. Absolutely. Okay, Rabosa. Now, Rav Osai, we have to have an introduction to the next sugya. We're going to start a Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. So this, I told some people who were ahead of the game, the Ma'am HaKomas of Sunday is the Mishnah Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Some of you may have learned the Mishnah already, so let's read the Mishnah together, and then we'll make a couple of comments before we go to Inyanim of Shiduchim, and marriage, which we said we'd speak about on Thursdays. How many more Thursdays are left after today? Well, two or three. I have to chaparayim. Yeah. Very important to me. It's very important, even in many ways, more important than another sugi mesach liyavos. This is the mindset of everyone. Let's do the mission. Chalitza v'rakaka havalo kara chalitza sukshem. There are three parts to the chalitza process. The chalitza is the removal of the shoe, right? Then there's the spitting, and there's kriyas haparsha. She did two out of three, kosher. Kara of a rakaka of a lo chalitza, chalitza also psul. That's nothing. You have the icing without the cake. Right? No Okay. Fine. Fine. Good. Chalitza v'kara v'lo rokoko. Okay, two different ones. Rabbi Lazar omer chalitza sa psula. Rabbi Kiva omer chalitza sa ksheira. He passed the ksheira. He passed that even though there was no rekika, it's still kosher. Okay, now let's turn to that kuf dalet omer beis. Rabbi said, please turn to kuf dalet omer beis. Omer Rabbi Lazar, quoting a pasuk in Chumash, a pasuk we've learned already before. What does it say? We read it saw this in the post that you need kocha. Kocha means likuva. Likuva here was not likuva in other places. We spoke about it earlier this week. Kocha kol davashu maise ma'akev. Kocha ye ose. In other words, kriya is only words. But rekika is a maise. Omri Rabbi Kiva and Misham Raya. Kocha ye ose le'ish. So of course the chalitza is taken off his foot, but the rekika is purely the woman. She doesn't spit at him. People think, yeah, if she's had to spit at him, then I'm being considered a ma'aser ish. Nah, yoga b'fanav, she spits in front of him. In front of him, he's totally passive. Yoga b'fanav, she says it's not a ma'aser ish. Fine. Rabbi Osa Adka. Everyone so far? So far so good? Rashi says, Rekika Maisehi, Maisev Ish, Chalita Shaisha Osa Maisev Gufo Shalish, Nafuki Rekika, the lab Maisev Yishu. Fine. Rabbi Osa, the first part of the Mishnah is rather straightforward. Any questions? Second part of the Mishnah. Hacheresh and Nechlas. We spent time already earlier why it says Nechlas instead of Cholitz. V'chareshes shecholtza v'choletzes l'katan chalitzasa psula. Now I'm discussing the question of missing a piece of the three-part process, but one of the individuals is subpar, right? Either cheresh or chareshes. Right? Rashi. Hacheresh shecholetz chalitzasa psula. Rashi, words heard around the world. Lepotra b'mokom ach kosher. I want to today, if I can, just understand those four words of Rashi. What does it mean? Lepotra b'mokom ach kosher. So you have a cheresh, and he's one of the remaining brothers of the deceased. There's another brother who's not a cheresh. Says Rashi, if the cheresh is the chalitza, it's posel, psula, and she has to have chalitza again from the other brother. What does that imply, this Rashi? What does that imply? Yes?
Meaning, with that brother, it's okay, but she needs from another brother.
And what if there be no other brother?
Would she be okay?
Oh.
Just like any other
The implication of Rashi is, if there's no other brother, it would be okay. Let's turn to these are Makaras, which I'm showing you in advance, because I didn't want to give new Makaras for today. Turn to the Rashash. Just want to, if you can understand these words of Rashi before, start the other Rinyana. Rashash here. On this Rashi. The Rashash of Osai. It's the last line on page Mem Zion in our print. If you have my Gemara, Yaakov first, on the very bottom. Rashi b'mokom ach kosher. Hatosfos yontif kosef olav v'lesa. Rashi's wrong. Dafilu ein kan ach elohu eino nifteres b'chalitzoso. What's going on over here? This is ridiculous. This can't possibly be true. This is not true. Rashi is against everything. Claims the Tosfos Yontif. Now, is the Tosfos Yontif correct? Not correct. Rashi also knew how to learn. Alright. Says the Rashash like this. Look carefully. V'linire the Das Rashi. Diem ein kan ach acher. If you have my edition, turn the page. Lachlots Watch this now. Rashoy hacheresh liyabmo achachalitzoso. Why? The kevon de ein lo takon acheres lo gozru rabbonon. He said the chalitza psula midoraisa is nothing. The rabbonon said it's something to disqualify a future yibum. What's the famous rule? Right? Asher lo yivne. Right? Lo bona shuv lo yivne. Once there's already a chalitza, there's no yibum possible. Alright? But over here, there really was no chalitza. But the rabbonon, they considered to be a chalitza. So they say, therefore, go to another brother. But if there is no other brother, Rabbi Osai will allow this self-same brother to the chalitza to now do a yibum. Lachen Kos says Rashi, what? To hold the katoni psula, the kaimala, the komok of the toni psula poseles. Haynu davka b'yesh acher lachlots. Or charesh l'zitzor lachlots. Ava b'lesla muteras esyad machakach kein nirli nochon uledina gamke. Oh, that's the pshat of Rashi. I'm saying this l'halach l'maises of the Rashash. Pilei ploim. That since the din of chalitza psula poselas, he says, in the case of a chalitza which the daraisa is nothing, but the rabbanon they said is considered it something. So they have a rabbanon yibum is out. You have to go every other brother for chalitza. But if there's no possibility of any other brother, there are no other brothers, then we're going to say it's like nothing. It's not the pshat the way that we the simple read of Rashi. And if there's no other brothers, then this chalitza is everything. For Karen. No, the brother chalitza is nothing. I can do yibum. That's a very beautiful pshat Rashi. And no one can say for sure that he's correct in this pshat Rashi, but it certainly is a very interesting interpretation of the Chikas Rashi. Wow. Wow. Where is this Gemara that tells us that whenever it says chalitza psula, it always means that there's no longer a possibility of yibum? It's a Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on daf kuf hei Omud base. Let's take a look. Kuf hey Omud base. What does it say over here? Kuf hey Omud base. The Gemara discusses this question of what we call a chalitza psula. What does it mean? The Gemara discusses the possibility of what we call a chalitza psula. Is it here? I'm having the wrong daf. Hold on. I don't see it here. Hold on a second. Oh. Here we go. Kufayim and Aleph. Well, it says, with a small gimel is, the 10th line. La'achin. Pasas aliachin. It means there's no possibility of yibum. Says the Rosh Hashanah Chiddush. It pasla to the achim because they can do chalitza. But this fellow who can't do chalitza can actually do yibum. Adkan the Rosh Hashanah. I'm bothered by a Rashi. I think it's Rashi which bothers me, Rabbi Osai. Let's read the next Rashi. Again, Hacheresh Acholas Chalitzaso Psula says Rashi Lepotra B'Mokom Ach Kosher doesn't mean if there's no Ach Kosher that the Chalitza is valid, which is a simple read. No, if there's no Ach Kosher, the Chalitza is nothing, and you can do Yibum because there was no Takon. What about the next Rashi? V'Charesh Es Shacholz Chalitzaso Psula He Atzma Eina. Nifteres b'chalitzasa. What does that mean? That she herself is not nifteres b'chalitzasa. Ein lo takana ela b'yibum. You have to have yibum. Maya doesn't want to marry her, so give her a divorce afterwards. Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm referring to a case of the Mishnah, where there's anybody else around? Doesn't sound like that. Sounds like this is not necessarily a tzara around. The Rashash said the Mishnah is referring to a case where there's a tzara, and the Mishnah is referring to a case where there's another brother. Because then we say psula to make it, psula on the other achin, or the other tzara, as the case may be. But the Rashi in the next Rashi, the Charesh, sounded that there are no tzaras, nothing about tzaras over here. Talk about the woman herself. That's a slight problem to me with Shitas Harashash. Good. What does everybody else say about this Rashi? This Rashi, as you could imagine, spawned a literature. So we're going to go over some of it now, not all of it, some of this literature. There's a tshuva and a netziv. The Meshiv Dover. Everyone see? The holy netziv. Meshiv Dover is bothered by this Rashi. It's in Chelik Dalid, Simin Ayin Hay, towards the very end. He writes as follows. Pirish Rashi. Hadvarim Tmuim. What does that mean? So the Mare HaPonim and the Rishami is the Pshat and Rashi. And Chalitza Scherish Eino Klum. Vim Yesh Lo Ach Yocho Liyabein. Says the Nativ. The Ein Dvorov Klum B'Mechilas Kvodo. The Imkain, how come you boy? Do Atzmo Yochel Liadmo? Says the Netziv as follows. Like this. Eina chalitza psul elek shiesh takona hainu im yesh lo ach shiyocho lachzav lachlots. Avalim ein lo ach shuv ein hachalitza psula v'nifteres b'chalitza zu. Whoa. He's saying that Rashi meant what he said kipshuto, that there's no other brother who can give a chalitza, then in fact this substandard chalitza of a cheresh works. Why? It's against the Mishnah. Against the Mishnah. Well, the Gemara quotes, we'll see later on the Mishnah on Sunday, one quotes a pasuk, "Lefisha eino ba'omar ba'omro." Right? Since there's no possibility of speaking. Eino ra'ala bila bila ma'kevas ha'osugim. Says in the Tziv, "Ika psul she'ena ba'omar ba'omro, eino elem in the Rabbanon." Whoa! Shari eino adam ha'poshet b'gemara. Whoa! Lishta Kama, the Rabbah holds that Choletas Ilan is kosher. I am Zeir Ror Labila. Akocha Kuhumishim She'ein Kola and Yonim Shavim. In other words, Rabbah knew in Lishta Kama, Rabbah Zeir. But you can't, not everything is as simple as meets the eye. And Tosis is discussing the various pratim over here. But Rabbah Zeir is cloud. They have even the Lishta Basra, it's only with the Rabbanon. V'mi'ev sh'letake nifteres b'chalitza zu. Wow! The Netziv bit the bullet. He said the Rashi really meant what he said. Not that the Rashash, it could be a Yibu. No! The chalitza itself works. And he tries to bring a raya from Shitas HaRambam. But we don't have no time going to the Rambam today. So maybe we'll discuss his raya from the Rambam maybe on Sunday. This is the Netziv's interpretation. Wow. The Aruch Lener has his own amazing interpretation. He's like this. Chalitza Psula. What's the problem? Why can't there be a Yibam afterwards? Says the Aruch Lener, you know why? He saw Psula Lachan, you know why? Because people will get confused. People will think it's a good chalitza, and you can have a yibam after a good chalitza. Chas v'shalom. Kevish labona shuv lo yivne. They'll get confused. Says the holy Aruch HaNer, everyone understands that a cheresh, who can neither speak nor hear, is different than anybody else. No one did they get confused between a cheresh and anybody else. And therefore, if he did a chalitza, the possibility of yibam would exist. However, if there are other brothers, and the other brothers are going to do some kind of evil, they're going to get confused again. Once there's another brother involved, they say, well, one did a chalitza and I do a yibum. There'll be confusion again. And therefore, in the case of the possibility of confusion, therefore they said that once there was any kind of a chalitza, no possibility of yibum exists. Wow. Along the lines of the Rashash, I mean, well, it comes from a different point of analysis. Kivega says, this is a din derabbanan, and the one never goes there to be mevatel the mitzvah say of yibum d'oraisa. When it's another brother, so let the other brother do the yibum. No other brother, he can do the yibum. Again, coming to the same exact place from a third perspective. So you have the Rashash, the Aruch HaNer, the Kivega, all against the Netziv. That in certain instances, doesn't mean the chalitz itself works, but the yibum would be a possibility. Then Rabbi Osai, this is the Yeshua Yaakov himself. So if you have the sefer in front of us, let's see what he says. Quite remarkable. You ever see the sefer, Yeshua Yaakov, if you want to look it up yourself? It's in Simon Kuf Samach Tes, Sivkoton Chof Aleph. I only have one more Torah after this, and then we're going to stop and go to other inyan. Kuf Samach Tes, Sivkoton Chof Aleph. Listen to this. Rashi. Look what he says. Rashi's Tamua. Who cares? Another brother, no other brother. What's going on over here? Look what he says. He says, we're going to see Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. The top toast over here talks about the possibility of what's called Godol Omer Al Gabov. This Godol Omer Al Gabov, says the Yeshua Yaakov, doesn't work when it comes to Gerushin. Can't even get with Godol Omer Al Gabov. He wants to know why. Why wouldn't it work? So he explains as follows. He explains it that we have a general principle when it comes to Gemara Zochem Dav Beis. Stama lav lishmokoi. Stam isha lav legerishin omedes. And therefore, Godol Omer Al Gabov will not help. So too he claims, Stam Isha Lav L'chalitza Omedes. Why? Yibum. Yibum is a greater mitzvah. Says the Yeshua Yaakov, that's true with respect to a healthy brother-in-law. But a brother-in-law who is a cheresh, Stam Isha L'chalitza Omedes. And if it's the Chalitza Omedes, Godol Omer Al Gabov would work. But our Mishnah claims Yeshua Yaakov implies even Godol Omer Al Gabov will not work. Therefore, Rashi has to say, look at his chap. Rashi has a cheresh shechol chatzitzel subsulam. Even Godol Omer Al Gabov, when's that? Lepotra b'mokom achkosher, when we cannot say that Stam Isha the Chalitza Omedes, you have even from the other brother. Ooh. Fancy footwork of the Yeshua Yaakov. And the final answer, let's chatur again. We had the Rashash, come on, remind me, we had the Rashash that you saw inside. And outside, we had who? Netziv. Aruch HaNer. Kiva Eger, and Yeshua Yaakov. Now the sixth Torah to go back to inside. Those have the Gemara in the back. Turn to the Tosefta in the back. Please turn to the Tosefta. I hope you have my Gemara, which has a good Tosefta in the back. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes. Please turn. Tosefta, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes. I just noticed we have the Mishnayos over here. Look at that. You know what? Before we get to the Tosefta, let's look inside. If you have, see that Tosis Yontif that we started with. The Tosis Yontif that we started with. Everyone see? Quotes Rashi. V'lesa. D'ha din yibum Yeshlo. Everyone with me? I'm on page Lamed Hey in the Mishnayos, in my edition. This Mishnayos is to be found, Rabosai. Where is it? It's before the Tosef, or Tosef? After the Tosef. Before the Tosef Rush. They have put in Mishnayos, Baruch Hashem, the Mishnayos. Very nice edition. Rambam, or the Rav, Tosef Yontor, Kivega. Wow, beautiful. It's on page Lamed Hey of that edition, if you have my Gemara. It's Mishnah Dalet. Acheres Nichlas Kosav Arab is the Rab Batanura. In a part of the Makom Sheish Ach Acher Koshen. Kosav Rashi. Mukay Yosef. Mashma. Dilu Ein Kan Ach Elahu. Then he tears the Shuk. So only the Nesif said that. Shad Rashi. Velesa. Dodin Yibum Yeshlo. Kiditnan and Sof Perigidalet. Vim Kain Ein and Nifteres Ela Bi Yibum. Havla Limema, Kamosha Kosav Bechareshes, etc. Oh. Now, having seen it inside, let's go back to the Tosefta, which you find a little bit earlier. Perik, Aleph, Halacha Tes, and look in the Sefer call on the side, the Shiore Mincha. Please look. Shiore Mincha. Look what he says. The Mishnah Kuvdal, the Cheresh and Nechlatz, etc. Pirish Rashi, Hacheres Shacholatz Chalitos. Everyone looking inside? You have to look in the words. Hacheres Shacholatz Chalitos Apsul Lepotu B'Mokam Achkosher. V'chareshet Shacholtz Hiyatma Eino Nefteres B'Chalitos Aven L'Takona L'Biyibu. From what you also begin. Fine. Ayin Toshis Yonder Shikshal Rashi, Demasha D'Lebelekash Ach Acher Elohu Dini Teres L'Shuk V'Leso Todin Yibim Yeshto K'Nanso Perik Yudalat. That's it. We just saw that. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, we saw that. Look at Yeshua Yaakov, we saw that. Yeah, he gives us the Rambam Makom, it's very nice. What did he not have? The Rashash and the Nitziv. Okay, I'm not sure who lived first. Okay. Then he is Daiti Nire, Nebishas Shom. From both sides, this is the top line on Kufamid base. Zu Divi Rabbi Meir, our Mishkot to call Rabbi Meir, Abu Chachomim Omrim. Ein chalitzas katan klum. What does that mean? Upirish inyan. The masnisin rab meru. The chalitzas cheresh v'katan chalitza psula lo niftra b'chalitza zu kishayesh sham achim sherim el tzricha lagz of a lachlot mea kosher. Abel mikomakom shem chalutza aleha lepos al achim. The shuv ainim yicholin liyabim. That was the comment that Amrei all those other pshatim. It is something. It's not nothing. It renders her disqualified for yibim. The Gemara kufhei. V'chein im ein sham achin el cheresh o katan harayu nifteres the shuv ayde chalitzaso. That's a chiddush which the Netziv had. But that's what he says. Avol rabbanan. Hachalitza zu ain't a klum! Ki'ilu lo nasa klal! Rabbanan said it by cotton beferish, that's the top line of Kufayim and Beis. He said it apply to Cheresh too. Ein Rambam Perik Dalad. Again, Rambam is next week, okay? Ulifizeh Shapir Kosav Rashi. The Chalitza so psula le potra. Dafka b'mokam af kosher. Ve'ena niteras a shuk. Rak daflam tachos yoha kosher. Abu be'ein ach kosher shaper niteras ashukum echalitza zu shel cheresh l'shitas Rab Meir. To a mishnah he zu the Rab Meir. V'lo yuchal od liyab mokem in the koyim v'lo yivne od. Abu lechachomim the chalitza zu ein a klum ein niteras ashuk ayde achalitza v'hu bar yibum. So the Torah says, "This kasha is no kasha." Really, halacha lemaisa? Yes, you're right. But it's mishnah not lemaisa. The mishnah goes according to every man. We don't paskin like adkan. Wow. Rabbosai, we went through six answers to this Rashi. We'll stop here, close the Gemaras, and go back to our discussion of marriage. We know that we knew my makomus Sunday. If you arrive before me. Just go straight through the Gemara. And the top tosis. Top tosis, very, very important. Top tosis. If you want to look at the Ritva, how he answered the Kasha, that'll be the first discussion. Gadol Omer Agapo. That'll be Mishnah to start of Sunday's Shia. Rabosai, much of what we're saying now is Chazara on what we've spoken about in the past in this Thursday series, but we're still 20 pages away from the end of this little kuntras. We're two-thirds of the way through, and I want to finish it next few weeks, because we don't have too much time to finish. He starts with the Rambam, who says that a person, a man, yedibura ima benachas v'lo ye'otze v'lo ragza. We spoke about this before, let's chazer again. Early he says, v'lo yatil oleho ema yusera, it's a mefurash gemara, getting that off. Al yatil odem ema yusera v'sof beso. If he does it, he comes to three averis. Remember that gemara in Gittin? A person should not instill fear. His wife shouldn't be afraid of him. Rabbo said, I happen to work a little bit for what's called the Shalom Task Force. You ever read those advertisements? Ever read it? What's that? What's that fair? It hurts to call us, but it hurts more not to call us. Right? Something along those lines. And I've unfortunately dealt with women who have been literally beaten by their husbands. Rachmana litzlan. Rachmana litzlan. It's such a tragedy. Rabbi Dr. A.J. Tversky wrote a book about it. The book was called The Shame Born in Silence. He told me the stores in Brooklyn refused to carry the book. Can't get it in Brooklyn. Banned in Brooklyn. Banned in Brooklyn. Rabbi Osai, I attended a conference myself. It's the full range of the Orthodox community from... I don't know where the left end is, all the way to Satmar. And the speakers were Rabbi A.J. Tversky and Rabbi Weinreb. Rabbi Weinreb was still then in Baltimore before he even came to the OU. He was a practicing psychologist in Baltimore, Maryland. And the rabbinic speaker was Rabbi Pam, Zichron Levroch. Rabbi Pam gave an impassioned plea. They have to be so careful how you treat your wife, and he has these cases, came to them, people came crying to him too. Crying to him. The house is beating them. Either regularly, Rahman al-Islam, or even once. Everybody said, once enough. She lives the rest of her life in fear of that once repeating itself. And those who studied very carefully, they gave out at the time the cycle, the women feel better after they hit. Crazy as that sounds. They know it's going to be a while until they hit the next time. It's a cycle. I know it. Yes, this is documented, it looked to be funny. Documented, I'm telling you it's true. Anyway, I want to tell you two PSs. A guy sitting right next to me raises his hand. Rosh Hashiva! Speaking, I think, in, I'm sure English or Yiddish, I already forgot. Wouldn't you think, in your yeshiva, he's talking about Torah Vadas, isn't it more important that you teach your husband how to be a mensch in their marriage than just teach him another tzeis and another nesivis? Chutzpah, no? What was Rabbi Palm's response? This was a goyin and a tzaddik. Du hast recht. You're right. You're right. We have to spend more time teaching our students how to be proper husbands and one less time on the service and the receivers. This is the same Rabbi Palm that in his introduction to a book on Shalom Bayis, what's it called? It's a catchy name. By Dr. Wickler. Dr. Wickler is a very, very fine therapist in Brooklyn. A picture of a ring. I forgot the name of it. You can look it up. Mayor Wickler. He's a social worker from Brooklyn. He quotes Rav Pam, who was his Rebbe from Torah Vadas. And I tell this to Chassan Kal all the time. If there's a problem in your marriage, go to a professional. And if you don't know who, come to the Rav, and I'll tell you which professional. Don't go to your friends, don't go to your parents, they make matters worse. Go to a competent professional. Thank God, I can tell you myself that I've saved marriages, not myself, I don't know anything. I've saved marriages with my Rolodex by sending people to competent professionals who've saved marriages. Clearly the parents got involved, even though they don't know when they're blinded by their connection to their own child. Rav Pam from the Gedolei Olam Mamsh. You wouldn't probably didn't know him. The G'dorli Oyle Mamsh. Tzaddik, Mefursam, and a Goyin, a remarkable individual. He was a real Torah V'das man. For those who don't know, Torah V'das is really Torah Mada. You don't know? Torah V'das father, Wolf Gold, was the head of the Mizrahi back in the 100 years ago. And that's what Torah V'das meant. Mendelovitz took it over, it went to a different direction. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Rav Palm taught, I think, physics or something like that. Something, he's a college grad, and he taught, I think one of my people in my shul taught me, Rav Palm taught me physics. I think it was physics. I don't know. Certainly some, this is not some soft science, something, rigorous. This is a gedolei olam, my boss. In any event, getting back to our topic at hand. That's number one. Number two, this story is, I don't know if it should be repeated so much, but I have to tell it because it hurts me. It pains me. There was a second such meeting. I'm not one of those to meetings, especially these meetings, which are across the range of all orthodoxy. I admire it, I respect it, but I feel that I might have other things to do with my time. But there was another meeting. I was asked to come, special Shalom Task Force. So I got a little bit involved in some other group. That's where they got a little bit messy over there. Some other group. I really forgot. Some other group apparently who had certain views that you should go to secular court, and the rabbis weren't so happy with that. So I don't know what was going on. I walked in, but I had a very important meeting with the Vod of Riverdale, which almost never happens. We have a non-functioning, we function well, what we do. We never have meetings, never. Poof, that day I had a meeting, so I came an hour late to this meeting. The first meeting took place in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, one that Rav Palm. This is already Rav Palm was no longer alive. Another great rabbi, whose name I will not mention, out of my great respect and admiration for this man, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik, I love him, I respect him, I admire him. I walked in an hour late and the place is in a turmoil. I said, what happened? And this great rabbi, I'll only give one hint, those who know will know, but I'm not going to say anything more than that. This great rabbi had a great Rebbetzin, was a professional social worker. And so, dealt with many things. Any social worker dealt with many things. In any event, he got up, I wasn't there, but everyone walked as a buzz, as a turmoil, and said this whole story is made up, and everyone thinks that women are being beat up by the husbands. It never happened, but it almost never happened. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We should stop focusing on that, and we should talk about other things. Things got so bad that the conference organizers pulled out the video of Rav Palm from all those years before that I had seen and put it on the screen to counter the statements of this great Rabbi Shlita, who I love and admire. That's a PS. This is a shame born in silence, but big time. The book, I think, is still banned in Brooklyn, to my knowledge. I call up a person in Brooklyn and ask if you can get it. Do me a favor, after Shia, call up a Storm Book, and can I get Rabbi A.J. Twersky's book called The Shame Born in Silence, about spousal abuse. You carry it. And maybe they may not do, I don't know. At one point it was banned. Rabbi Sam. So that's Amy Yisera. Chalila v'chalila v'chalila v'chalila. Anybody, any Talmud of mine should ever, ever lift a hand to a wife, I'm telling you right now, I will not stop in defending your spouse and defending your wife. And unfortunately, the case that I deal with, more often than not, the woman says, I don't stand a chance. I go to his rabbi, his rebbe, his rav, and I don't know the rabbi. I didn't go to the yeshiva. I don't know. He doesn't know me. See, I believe my husband and everything. I will not believe you. I'm telling you in advance. I'm not going to believe you. Even though I can give you my shiva for 5 years, I'm not going to believe you. I'm going to believe her. You better behave. Chalila not chayshit anybody, but in case chalila b'chas, anything should chalila creep into your mind once in a fit of anger, don't you dare do it. Weiter. What's the opposite of envy is Sarah? Diburo ima benachas rabosai. The Gemara says Masech the Gittin, right? He says, Isart and Miraftam, you know the Friday afternoon stuff? Limamrino benichusa, ki heche de likablo mine. Don't think, rabosai, you yell, people listen to you. Tuk faker, the Pasuk says. Divrei chachomim benachas nishmoy. Raising a voice only arouses opposition. We all know this. But we still raise our voices. We still get angry. We all have to chatas yavisu. I'm guilty as everybody else. You raise a voice in anger, and it's counterproductive. If there's a problem, the last thing to do is address it on Friday afternoon. Time of crunch time. Everyone's under pressure. No. If you have to say something later on, what do you say? Don't say, why did you do this? Why did you do this? Say, you know, it's kedai we do this. It's kedai that things run in a certain way. Plural. We should do such a thing. Don't put it on her. Very, very important. As we said, a week later, this 5 days, you know, a long time later, when everyone's calm and collected. And the worst thing to do, comparisons are odious. So I was taught in high school. Hey, why did you do like my mother? Oi, oi. The worst thing to tell a wife ever. Like my sister. I'm not sure which is worse. The Sunni Yavamas, how there's, unfortunately, there are often these complications between sisters-in-law and mothers-in-law. That's like my first year. They're not believed. I know what I'm talking about. Mishnah's Yavamas, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's true to this day. It's insulting. Oh. Make a suggestion instead of a critique, it'd be more effective. Then it says, there's a source for this. We learned the source before. Baba Metzia Nuntes. Why Benachas? La'olam ye'odam zarba onoas ishto. Not just what you say, Rabbi Osai. It's how you say it. And the Rambam goes on. Lo ye'otzev lo ragzon. Doesn't mean. You already said you should speak with nachas. So obviously anger is no good. What does it mean? Ragzon, I'm not angry at my wife. I'm angry at somebody else. I walk in, my boss yelled at me. I walk in seething, that boss, that bum. Treating me like a piece of dirt. The atmosphere of anger causes pain to a wife. It's the opposite of the atmosphere of pleasantness that you have to have in your house. As I told you before, this is my pshat. Lo ye'otzev doesn't mean you're sad about your wife and other domestic matters. You can't walk in with a sour puss. Well, I'm angry with my yeshiva, with my place of work, with my shul. I didn't get aliyah. You know what happened? What do they say? Check it behind at the office. It's an expression. Leave it in the office. You're angry at the boss, leave it in the office. You come home, you have a smiling face. You walk in with a sour face, She'll be depressed from it. Maybe she'll think it's my fault. I'm not pretty enough. I didn't make the house nice enough. She's not going to know it comes from your boss. Savor upon him the office is the opposite of being sad. Who said the Mishnah, this week's Mishnah? Who said, who remembers? Who's the one who said, Mekabel kol odom b'savor upon the office? Remember who said it? Actually, a bucky for Pirkei Avos. Shammai. Of course, we have Dessler. Who would you think would say it? Hillel. Hillel's, oh yeah, Hillel, you know. Shammai texts the Ger, we saw it, sent them away, go out of here. No, it's Shammai. You know why Rav Dessler explains? Shammai's Midas Adin. Midas Adin demands Sever Ponim Yofos. I'm obligated to everybody. Otherwise, I may cause a person pain. I have no right to do it. Quotes the Sefer Yerayim. Oh no, as dvarim, no, no, I ain't raw. I'm mara ponim roim. I give you a sour face. Body language, Chosa. And he quotes the Orchas Chaim of the Rosh. Don't have a, you know, ponim zormos, you know, bad, sour face. Even a connected over and v'shoven, people in the street. Kabelos and ponim meirim. I just been in my house, even in the street. Kabachomi, your wife. Says Avos to Rav Nosson, we're learning Avos now. Im nosen odom lechavera kol matonos tova shebaolam. I give you all the gifts in the world. Uponav kavushim be'orot. I don't give you eye, no eye contact. Malav akosel ki lo nosen lo klum. You gave him nothing. If I cared. Lekabel chavera v'sem uponav yofus. You didn't give him anything. Ki lo nosen lo kol matonos tova shebaolam. Isn't that amazing? Avos to Rav Nosson. This week's Avos is. It's called Sof Perek Yud Gimel. It goes, you know, the program don't correspond. Why? If I give you Seva upon me, I'm giving you my heart. I'm giving you my attention. A gift is only a manifestation of my attention. But the attention itself is much more important. One ksubis. The pasuk in Vayechi, Leven Shinayim Echolov, Tov Amal Bin Shinayim Lechavera Yosim Imashkeu Cholov, Ksubus Kufir Alfin Beitz, smiling at someone better than giving him milk. The same disorder as always to Rav Nosson. So much more so with your wife. Always should be smiling with a nice word, with a kind word. A person has moods, and he has a right to be angry, and a right to be sad. How can you command someone to always be happy at home? Here's the answer. You have an obligation. What do you mean you're not in the mood? Say, I don't want to learn today. I don't want to daven today. I'm not in the mood. Or, I don't want to go to work today. You're fired. I'm not in the mood. You have obligations. One of your obligations is to make your wife happy. That makes you obligated to climb out of your bad mood, your mora shchayr, whatever it happens to be, you're upset, and give her a smile. This may require a bosai, a little few seconds of cheshbon and before you knock on the door when you come home. You're flaming mad. You're just angry and sad, a terrible day. You're about to knock on the door. And you, by the way, you're always required to knock on the door before you walk into your house. Chalila, the Gemara. Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'nishma kolam b'vola kodesh. The Kohen Gadol knocked on the door before he walked into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Your house is your Kodesh HaKadosh. You dare not walk in without knocking on the door. Ever. Always knock on the door. So you knock on the door. Before you knock, wait a minute, my wife is there. Why must she be burdened with all my tzaras? Go like this. Wipe it away. Plant the smile on your face. And knock on the door. Hi, honey. How was your day? You know, you'd be surprised. The Chinuch says, "Adam nifl kafi pulosov." Your person is affected by his outward actions. If you smile, then you'll feel better too. So important. Tell the story of Yisrael Salanta. He's walking Erev Yom Kippur on the way to Kol Nidre. He asks his friend, he sees a guy in the street, "How are you?" He doesn't respond. Why not? Quote, "Meirov cherdas adin v'yiras kedushas hayom." This person was so in awe. We call it the days of awe, right? Yom Kippur. He's on the way to Kol Nidre. He's so in a state of awe. He didn't say hello back. Shalom Aleichem. Didn't say Aleichem Shalom. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, "Why must I suffer from the cherdas adin of this fellow?" What answer me? He had been on the chaveros. That's also important in Erev Yom Kippur. Have you been kabbal called Adam the Savior upon him Yofus on Erev Yom Kippur, and it does not contradict the Amos and Din. It's also part of serving Hashem. And he quotes the Chovos HaLevavos about a Porush, a righteous person. Tzahaloso alponov ve'evlo belivo. Your face should be smiling. Whatever problems you have, you know, you want to do tshuva, you want to do that's in your heart. That's an amazing thing. always have to be happy, especially with respect to your wife. Oh, and he quotes what I just said from the Mesilas Yesharim. Hatnua hachitzona ma'oreres hapanimis. If you try to smile, in fact, you'll feel better. And not only that, famous pasuk, k'mayim haponim l'ponim. If you smile at your wife will smile at you. And this is included in the obligation, Rabbi Moshe, we spoke about before, of she'era. She'era means her emotional needs. Can't be said. The Chazon Ish, not famous, let me saw the Sameach Alev. Finally for today, Tov legever ki yisa ol ben urav, Poskin Eicha, Chazal say, it means ol ishto. What does that mean? You have to somehow find a way to help her to help carry her burden. And he quotes the Rashi in Mishpatim, Esa oni imach, have you mistakel ba'atzmo hakiilu ata oni. That's called nosei ba'olim chaveru. Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayarbis of Losam, Nosan Eina Velibo, the Osmeitir Aleim. He was living in the palace. He had to look at his brothers, Bisiv Losam, that he put his eyes like their eyes, as hard as their heart. It's the first thing. So much more so with respect to your wife. That's what marriage is all about. You first have to look at her. I have a case. I'm crying from it. A rabbi, no less. His wife says he doesn't make eye contact with me. Hashem Yishmar. Hashem Yishmar. He doesn't look at his wife. Crazy. That's a rarity, I must confess. But more commonly, you have to liros as advarim b'mabat shalom. We spoke about this. If your wife is concerned where the picture should hang, you couldn't care less. You do care, because you're looking through her eyes, and it makes a difference to her which side of the wall the picture should hang. And libo, you have to try to feel what she feels. This is not easy. There's always the Mars and the Venus, it's complicated. But this is a responsibility that we all have. Mostly I'm out of time. We've made some progress in this. We're not finished yet. Still have quite a bit to go. Hopefully in the next week or two on Thursday, Belineta, we'll try to complete this beautiful kuntres. Yodata ki shalom alecha, which is our Friedlander's kuntres based on the pasuk that we read in Masechta Yevamos. That's on the face. That's how we got started. This is really Yevamos. It really is directly related to our Masechta. And the Sama Beis, which should all be Zoch in our own personal life to fulfill this halachic kedusha today.